kind of did the reverse, because then it was an opportunity again, 11 years after she had offered me the job back there, 9 years after she'd offered me the job back there as an assistant, to go back and have an opportunity to coach alongside her again. And, you know, I felt like we'd accomplished tremendous things at VCU, but it was a new challenge and a new opportunity that really excited me. And I'd always dreamed about going back to Notre Dame at some point. And so, you know, I think it worked out great in the aspect of, I feel like I was much more impactful going back, having been a head coach for 9 years, versus going as a young assistant when she originally offered me, you know, as I was new into the profession. And so I felt like I could really offer an impact a lot more. And, you know, ultimately, you know, our goal is to go back and to win the national championship, help her win her second national championship. And that was certainly my goal going into it. And, you know, we had 5-6 years of straight Final Fours and playing in national title games. And, you know, certainly we obviously won it in 2018, but it still stings a little bit because we were in several national championship games that we didn't win. But just, you know, so rewarding to be able to then go back and coach alongside her and help her win her second national championship and really take the program to unprecedented heights. And, you know, I think more than anything, it's kind of a reverse journey that most people do, but I feel like it was so rewarding and I was able to make so much more of an impact because of the path that I had, you know, and really being able to, you know, help and assist her in ways just because of the experiences that I had, having been a head coach for so long.